you for calling the Amber speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Amber. I'm a tenant here.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have a small problem.
Okay. What's your building and apartment number?
Building 2, apartment 12.
Okay.
And so our toilet's been a little messed up for the past few months, so I've just been urinating in the carpet for about 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's starting to smell. So do you guys fix the carpets?
No, you would be responsible for that.
Well, can you send maintenance in to fix the carpets? Like, we'll pay for it. We just, you know, our carpets...
What's your name?
It's like, my name is Steve Dave. It's like when we walk around on the floors, it's all squishy and wet. So I can't even wear...
this is a business, and we do not, you know, have time to play like that.
I'm not playing, ma'am. I have a problem
here.
You're
telling me that you've been urinating on your carpet.
Because the toilet was broken.
Have a great day.
It's not my fault. Ye intruders beware, crushing death and grief, soaked in blood of the trespassing thief.
While lifting Brendan Towers, I installed a rhino in my room. I made it drain into the wall, so my downstairs neighbor was a little pissed. Called the landlord to explain, but the husband was on his way. I was seeing just have a little mold growing in my apartment. Tenant from hell, that's what I want to be. Being a tenant from hell, a tenant from hell, converting into Airbnb. Being a tenant from hell, I was forced to relocate to Del Prado in Unit 413. When I removed a low bearing wall, gold coins were falling from the ceiling. I need my safe deposit box to stash my duplings away before the chief of major reigns come up and steal them. Tenant from hell, that's what I want to be. Being a tenant from hell, a tenant from hell, converting into Airbnb. Being a tenant from hell.
We're having a little problem with mold in our coming through the wall in the bedroom.
And where's it coming?
It's just kind of underneath the urinal in the bedroom.
You are not having a urinal, young man.
I'm a tenant here at Del Prado in 413. Now all these gold coins are falling doubloons.
The truth is, I could make a house a pool. I could rip my entire floor and dig way down. Yes, I will. I will discover a secret forbidden room, solve and save riddles to escape, then install a brand new chimney and make a padded floor. A tenant from hell, that's what I want to be. Being a tenant from hell, a tenant from hell, converting into Airbnb. Being a tenant from hell, a tenant from hell, tenant from hell, a tenant from hell, a tenant from hell, being a tenant from hell.
Hey everybody, you're listening to episode 527 of the Snowplow Show. I'm your host, Brad, and this one is brought to you by Teen Wolf, Jesus, David J., Brennan, Jennifer 8 Cacti, and Derek J. Those are the sponsors of today's show and five of the many supporters of the stupid nonsense that I do over on patreon.com/phonelosers. Thanks, everyone. And thanks to the new supporters like Todd P., Duncan Construction, someone named Nunn, Jamie B., Mattias S., James H., Kyle I., and John B. Those are the new supporters since the last time I mentioned the new supporters. Thanks, everyone, for supporting the show. Also, thank you once again, Beagle Dude, for that intro song that I played today. He just sent that to me recently. And you know what that intro means? It means I'm doing another Tenants from Hell show today. I'm sure that's going to annoy a lot of people who are sick of Tenants from Hell calls. Sorry, not sorry. I don't really have any announcements for today, except one small thing, and that is that the audio you're about to hear, I already recorded today's pranks, and they last for about an hour and 20 minutes, and there's a small issue with the first 25 minutes or so of today's audio. It's very distorted, only on my end. The person I'm calling sounds fine, but I'm using a weird sound setup today, and it was the first time I'd done anything on it. You know, a bunch of excuses. I got it all sounding fine for the last hour of the pranks, and hopefully for the voicemails, because I know those are important. I haven't done those yet. But fortunately, the call that has the horrible audio in it, the several calls actually, are pretty good, in my opinion. Probably my favorite call of the entire show. So I hope it's enjoyable, even though the audio is horrible. If not, just skip ahead 20 minutes or so, and you can experience semi-normal audio. Before we get started, here is a quick song by Henrik.
I'm a former Marine, and I was taught to kill weirdos. And everybody was so frightened the other day. What's wrong with these guys?
Oh, hey there. Come on, settle down. They're probably just enjoying nature. Free spirits out there hanging out, laying out the lawn.
I've got something I want to try here with some apartment complexes today. It's kind of similar to Will It Flush. On the PLA Facebook group, David Davidson posted this video, which I guess is a prank because it's on Funny or Die, but it says it's a paid sponsorship. But it's this guy and this lady, and I guess they're doing some sort of a parade. Oh yeah, the Rose Parade, and they're just chatting with each other. Here's their conversation.
Tish, let me take a minute here to talk about Liquid Plumber. Okay, and their new Will It Clog campaign. Have you seen these videos?
I thought this was real at first.
I have not, but I do love Liquid Plumber.
Yeah, well, you got to see these videos.
Oh, okay.
These guys try to clog up drains with all kinds of gross foods and concoctions, and then see if Liquid Plumber is going to clean it out. They are hilarious. And I'll tell you what, these videos are going viral, and that's not easy to do. You got to see them.
Okay, I will do.
So you can see where this is going. I want to do some Will It Clog calls, sponsored by Liquid Plumber.
Now, every time I get clogs in my drains at home, I just say, hey, Brad, get the Liquid Plumber, please.
That's great.
I'll tell you what.
The guy's name is Brad.
I might make one of these videos for them. I might just do it. But you got to watch these Liquid Plumber videos. You really do. They throw more crap in those drains. And every time you say, no way, that's going to clog that drain. And then they
that's
pour
what the landlords
the
are going to say.
And pow.
Huh. I'm really going to have to watch those.
Will it clog? Check those videos out.
It's a weird video from Funny or Die. I don't exactly get it, but thank you for posting this, David Davidson, because that's going to be today's show. If you don't like today's show, don't blame it on the sponsors. Blame it on David Davidson for posting that video and giving me this dumb idea.
Hello?
Hey there. I'm a tenant here at Village Apartments.
Right.
Did I reach the right place?
Yeah, this maintenance.
Oh, okay. Well, do you know what to do? Like, if I've just been pouring like loads of sand down my bathroom sink and my kitchen sink, like tons and tons of sand.
You've been putting. What's going on?
I've just been pouring loads of sand down my kitchen sink and my bathroom sink. I've just been.
You mean what apartment are you in?
One twenty-one, I think.
121. There's no such thing.
Oh, what are the apartments?
Are you Village?
Yeah, I'm Free Lane.
Yeah.
Yeah, but do you know what to do? Like, if I run a YouTube channel called Will It Clog, and I just put random things down my drain and then pour Drano down it to see if it'll eat through it. And like my trap's clean, so I think it might be below the trap, because I've been pouring so much stuff down the drain, like paint, lots of paint, and little balls of aluminum foil.
Yeah. So what apartment are you in?
What are the formats like there?
Say what?
How are the apartments formatted? Would it be like just 21?
Yeah.
Yeah, 21 then.
You're in 41.
Yeah. But anyway, you didn't answer the question. Like, do you know, like, should I just pour the Drano, like, should I take the trap off of the kitchen sink and pour the Drano directly into that hole? Into the pipe?
No. Why are you pouring all that down there?
Because I run a YouTube channel called Will It Clog, and I just pour random things down my drain, and then I pour liquid plumber down the drain, you know, to see if it'll unclog the sink. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't.
Well, I would suggest you call a plumber then, because that's not normal use.
Yeah, I know. But I've been pouring, you know, sand and rocks. You know, liquid plumber, it won't go through rocks. I found that out the hard way.
Well, you live in 21. There's a girl that lives in 21.
Yeah, my girlfriend.
Drives a little yellow car?
Yep, that's her.
Okay. Yeah, you need to call a plumber.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Like, I tried sticking a coat hanger down the drain.
Uh-huh.
And that didn't do anything. It feels like it's just packed full of dirt and sand and rocks and paint down there. Do you think that'll affect the other units by chance?
Yeah, sooner or later.
Okay, well, that's not my fault.
Well, if you're pouring shit down there, it is.
Oh, not shit. Just, you know, paint and rocks, soil, marbles, candy cane.
Is this some kind of joke?
No, I wouldn't joke about this. Why would you ask that?
Because normal people don't do that.
I know, but I run a YouTube channel called Will It Clog.
I don't give a shit what you're doing.
Well, you know,
a YouTube channel, they'll tell you to do anything, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm
spun. So you call a plumber, call a Roto-Rooter, and you pay for it, and they'll tell you what to do.
Don't yell at me. I'm sponsored by Liquid Plumber. So basically, Liquid Plumber is paying me to pour random stuff down my drain.
Okay, well then, call them and get your plumber out there and get it fixed.
No, I just use Liquid Plumber. They give me like free bottles of Liquid Plumber to make these videos.
Oh, okay. Well, call a plumber.
So are you yelling at me just because you're jealous about that?
That I'm what?
Are you just jealous about that? Is that why you're getting all snippy with me?
No, I'm not jealous of what?
I don't know. Like, you're just yelling at me. Like, you know, I have a sponsorship.
Well, normal people don't pour that kind down there. If you want to do your own experiment, then get a lab somewhere and go do it. But you don't do it here. And if you do, you're going to pay a plumber to come out and do it.
Well,
that's up to you.
No, I don't want to pay a plumber. I keep pouring the liquid plumber down the drain. I'm hoping eventually it'll just eat through all that sand and those twigs and, you know, just food and stuff that I shoved down the drain. Because it's supposed to eat through anything.
Well, I'm going to give you the number of the owner.
Oh, okay.
I want you to... Okay. It says... 33.
Okay, 3100.
Yeah, 3100.
Yeah, me and him are on a first name basis.
Who?
Oh, what's his name again? I forget.
Well, this is Pam.
You're Pam? That's a girl's name.
Pam is the owner. I'm not Pam.
Oh, you're not Pam. Okay.
No, Pam, that number I gave you, she's the owner, and she lives out in California.
Ah, I see. That would explain the communist area code.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell Pam that you were very rude toward me and jealous of my YouTube fame.
Are you on the lease?
No. Well, I just pay my girlfriend half the rent.
Yeah. Well, I think you might be telling Pam that too, and that's not. I imagine she's the only one on the leash, so
yeah,
you might have to leave.
Yeah, right. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Nope.
Well, you give her a call.
Oh, I will. I will. I'm going to tell her how rude you were. What's the girl? You don't even know my girlfriend's name, do you?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Well, you know she drives a yellow car, Mr. Nosy. Anyway, yeah, I'm going to call Pam.
Yeah, you give her a call and you tell her exactly what I told you.
Oh, I will. You just wait.
Good.
You say I'm going to be kicked out of the apartment. You know what? You're going to be out of a job.
Oh, good. I'm good.
Yeah. You won't be saying that after you're in the unemployment line.
Right. Evidently, you don't work either.
Oh, I work. I have a sponsorship. I have a YouTube channel.
Good. This conversation's over. Goodbye.
Bye. Okay, I already called a guy before I talked to that guy who gave me three different phone numbers to contact this apartment building at, so that's why I already had the number. And hopefully this one I'll answer.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Pamela?
Yes?
Hey, I'm a tenant here at...
Oh, hi.
Hey, the maintenance guy gave me your number. This is Roy.
Uh-huh.
And,
Could you tell me what apartment you're in?
Sure, it's apartment 21.
Okay.
And
great, how can I help you today?
Well, I've been pouring just a bunch of, like, sand and dirt and twigs down my kitchen sink drain. And then,
not a good idea.
Well, no, it's fine, because I've been dissolving it with liquid plumber.
Yeah.
So I run a YouTube channel called Will It Clog. So I pour like just the weirdest stuff I possibly can think of down the drain, and then I dissolve it with liquid plumber. It eats through anything.
Yeah, including our plumbing.
No, it won't eat through pipes. Somehow it knows not to eat through the pipes.
Okay, I'm not sure I like our plumbing being used for your YouTube channel.
Well, I have a sponsorship through Liquid Plumber.
Yeah?
And they send me like as many bottles as I want, as long as I keep making these videos. So I've poured, I've measured, like I calculated like all the bottles they sent me. I've poured over 300 gallons of Liquid Plumber down your pipes.
Yeah.
And everything's fine, but it's clogged up right now. I think, I don't know, I took the trash.
Okay, well, everything is not fine. And Liquid Plumber, as you know, is very caustic. It's got a very high pH. It's sodium hydroxide, and it will burn anybody that gets in contact with it.
Oh, I know. Like, man, I've spilt that stuff on my hands and got it in my eyes.
And so if we're going to call out sanitation, who's our plumber, you are going to be responsible for the repairs.
Oh, I don't know.
Because trust me, sand and dirt are not going to be soluble in sodium hydroxide.
Well, I've been pouring...
They're just not.
I've been wadding up aluminum foil and pouring it down the drain, too.
Oh, you gotta be kidding.
Well, no, Liquid Plumber eats right through it, and it smokes and causes a lot of pressure in the pipes.
Oh, that's healthy. Great. You're going to be smelling, you're going to be inhaling those fumes?
Oh, no, no.
You really think that's good for you?
No, I just held my breath.
Listen, you've got to stop doing that. You can't do that in our apartment.
No, I have over...
You can go... No. No. If you look at our lease, we tell you what you can and can't do with our garbage disposal.
But I have like
and
a... Oh, no, I don't...
Doing science experience...
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Listen to me. Doing science experiments with our garbage disposal is not acceptable. Our garbage disposal is not made out of stainless steel. It's made out of iron.
Well,
iron.
I don't use the garbage disposal side. I use the bathroom sink and the kitchen sink. But, I mean, if I use the garbage disposal,
you
that
would... You can't use our plumbing for your YouTube channel. End of discussion. And you're going to have to pay for this plumbing call.
But I have over 100,000 subscribers.
Why do I care about that?
Because that's how I pay my rent. You know?
Okay, well then you're going to have to contact your sponsor and tell them they're going to have to pay for a plumbing visit.
Oh, I don't know.
All right?
No, I think I can take care of this myself, because I took the trap out from under the sink, just completely removed it with a wrench, and I've just been pouring liquid plumber directly down the pipe in the floor. And I've been throwing balls of aluminum foil down there.
You've got to stop.
No,
you have to stop.
No, I'm doing this.
And if you don't stop, I'm going to evict you if you don't stop. That is not your plumbing. It's not your plumbing. It's our plumbing. It's plumbing that I own. You can't be doing that with my plumbing.
But I don't want to pay for. Right? I don't want to pay for a plumber. So I think if I just keep throwing those balls of aluminum foil down.
No. No. You have to stop.
But if I stop,
Tell me you're going to stop doing what you're doing.
But
I'm going to call our attorney and have you evicted for damaging our property.
Well, all right? So I don't think I can be evicted.
Listen.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that to our plumbing.
I know. I've got it under control. I'll have it fixed by the end of today. I was worried it was going to affect the other units, but if I just keep dropping balls of...
It depends on if it's clogged at the main or not.
Yeah.
If it's clogged at the main, then yes, it's going to affect the other tenants, and the stuff is going to back up with caustic solution in the showers, and people are going to get hurt.
What? No, they won't. Because it drains.
What, you don't think standing in lye water isn't harmful to people?
No, it's not gonna do that. It eats through everything. I think it's just taken a while to eat through all the twigs.
It doesn't eat through everything. It does not eat through everything. I understand sodium hydroxide. It's caustic. It's lye.
You're like a scientist.
And it eats through organic compounds and aluminum.
Yeah, aluminum is cool because it smokes.
It's not going to eat sand, and it's not going to eat dirt, and you've got to stop
it. It eats through twigs and leaves.
That's organic.
Yeah.
It's carbon-based. That's the definition of organic.
You're like a scientist.
And people are organic.
Yeah, well, it's not going to eat through people. It just burns.
Well, what is the difference between eating and burning?
One's hot and one is not.
No, it's not.
Correct. I'm glad you agree.
Caustic is hot. It burns.
Yeah.
And you know that. If you put hot sodium hydroxide in water, it explodes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you don't have to tell me because what I do...
Because it's hot.
Yeah, what I do is...
You have to stop doing
that. Listen, what I do is I...
You have to stop.
I'm going to stop, but I'm going to tell you, like, I take 2-liter bottles and I fill them halfway up with water and liquid Drano, and then I dump a bunch of aluminum foil down into the 2-liter, and it explodes. It coats everything around it with silver. It's really awesome. Like, did you see what I did to the dumpster?
Why are you damaging our property?
No, I didn't damage it. Just coats it in silver. It didn't hurt it.
Why do you want to coat our property in silver?
Well, no, I don't want to. It was just an experiment. Because I read online that you could do that.
Why are you experimenting with my property?
Because it was awesome.
If you want to experiment, go buy your own place, and then you can experiment as much as you want.
Well, I can't afford it.
But you can't do it at my place.
Okay. Well,
this isn't your property.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
We're renting you our property.
Well,
But it's not for YouTube channels, and it's not for experimentation with caustic chemicals.
Well, technically, I'm renting from my girlfriend. Because, you know, I just pay my rent to her.
Holly?
Yeah. I call her Yellow Car Girl. But, yeah.
I'm going to call Holly, and I'm going to tell her that you cannot.
Oh, don't tell on me. She'll get mad.
Well, rightfully so.
You know, our relationship's already kind of rocky. So, if
you're not on the lease. You're not on the lease.
No.
She is. Technically, shouldn't even be living there without our permission.
Yeah, well, you know, I just like to kind of fly under the radar, and
I didn't think my credit would be good enough to apply, so I just pay my rent to her. She's fine with it. You know. Hello?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Well, anyway,
This isn't acceptable. This isn't acceptable.
Okay, well, I'm sorry about the drain. I'll fix everything.
You need to fix everything, and it's like I said, if you have created damage that we need to call a plumber to fix, then you are going to pay for it, or let me just say that Holly is going to have to pay for it.
Oh, no, no. She didn't do it. But, like, I won't pour any more sand or dirt down there. I'll stick to twigs and leaves. And, you know...
Don't put anything down our plumbing
hairballs.
Except what is supposed to go down our plumbing. Do you understand?
Just organic stuff.
Plumbing is for normal things that go down the pipes, not for things that you're throwing down the pipes like a kid.
But normal is relative.
Normal is not relative. Go on the street and ask anybody, is it normal to shove twigs and dirt down your plumbing? Yeah. And they will say, are you kidding? No way.
But normal people don't have a YouTube channel with 100,000 subscribers.
Then you're abnormal. That's what you're saying.
Thanks. I am proud of that.
You can be abnormal as much as you want in your own place, but you can't at my place. That's my place.
Okay, well, I'll stop and I'll fix this. I'm going to fix this today. I'm going to pour a lot of liquid plumber.
Please do.
But we're allowed to pour...
Please do.
Yeah, I'm going to pour liquid plumber down the hole in the floor. And that'll eat through it. It might take a little while, but it should be fixed soon.
If it's impacting any of the other apartments, you are going to be responsible for this.
Well, Holly will, because she's on the lease.
I'm sure she'll be very thrilled to hear about how she's responsible for this plumbing situation.
Well, I'll pay her back with my YouTube profits.
You better get this taken care of so we don't have to call a plumber.
Okay, I will. I've been...
And then you stop. And you need to stop.
I've been sticking a wire...
It's not your house. It's my house.
Okay.
It's my apartment.
Okay, yeah, I've been sticking a wire...
You can't do stuff.
A wire coat hanger down the drain, and I'm trying to snake it with the wire coat hanger. I've attached a couple of them together. I'm poking through all the stuff. It's just built up over time. That's all it is.
Liquid plumber is not going to eat through sand. It isn't.
Well, have you ever tried a lot of liquid plumber on sand?
It is not going to eat through sand. You don't understand the chemistry. You don't understand it. You don't get it. It's not going to eat through sand.
Okay, well, I'll just keep poking at it with the wire coat hanger. What about dirt? Is dirt the same thing? Dirt's kind of organic, isn't it?
No, it's also insoluble in sodium hydroxide. It's a mineral. It's not soluble in lye.
But it's all made from stars, basically, right?
It's made from minerals. It's made from elements from the earth.
Oh. Okay, well, I don't know. What would eat through that? Like paint?
Nothing will. It has to be dug out, extruded out.
Okay, I'll figure out a way to do that then.
Don't put anything else down there, sir, please.
Okay, I won't. I promise. I've made enough videos to finish up the month, and I'll figure something else out after them. I'll stick to the toilet thing for my Will It Flush channel.
No.
No, the Will It Flush is fine because it's the.
You don't understand.
The toilet.
That is not your toilet. That's my toilet. It's my toilet.
But the toilet.
I bought it and I installed
the toilet,
it. It's not
the
your toilet.
The toilet has a bigger pipe.
If you want to play games with toilets, then go buy a place and you can do whatever you want with your toilet.
Okay, it's just.
But you can't.
I don't think you understand how toilets work because the toilet has a bigger pipe.
I know very well how toilets work.
Yeah.
I know very well.
Okay, all right. Jeez.
I mean, that's my other channel, though. It's Will It Flush, and I flushed, like, candy canes, marbles.
Then go find a place, rent it, or buy it, and then do whatever you want. But you can't do whatever you want.
I would think you'd be happy that I have an unlimited supply of liquid plumber. Like, anytime you need any, just come over and ask.
I don't care. You're creating the problem.
Yeah, but it's...
When you're artificially putting things down a septic system that don't need to go down there, aren't supposed to go down there. Normal people don't pour sand down their sink.
Yeah, but if someone else has, like, if another tenant has a problem, I could loan them some liquid plumber. I actually did that for a next door neighbor once.
No. Please.
Well,
don't.
No, I'm just saying I could. Like, I'd be a nice. I'm a good neighbor. I would loan them liquid plumber. I get it for free.
No.
For my YouTube channel.
Yeah, no, please don't.
What, don't loan my neighbors things when they need it?
Hopefully, normally we don't have plumbing problems.
Oh, come on.
Because most people take care of their plumbing properly.
Our neighbor, they needed to use our plunger, and I told them we didn't have one, but I just came over with liquid plumber and poured a bunch of that in their toilet.
If the neighbor has a problem with the plumbing, then they call our maintenance.
Oh, no, they called me, and they asked if we had a plunger. They came over and knocked.
No.
I'm like, I don't have a plunger, but...
They call our maintenance man.
I have this 55-gallon barrel.
Don't pour that stuff. Don't pour it down the plumbing.
But, I mean, I had a lot of it, is what I'm saying. I have, like, a 55-gallon barrel here in the kitchen of liquid plumber.
Please, do me a favor. Mm-hmm. Stop what you're doing, all right?
Well, I gotta...
Stop what
you're doing. Okay, well, I'm just... I gotta finish the, you know, fixing this problem.
All right, fix
it. I will. With liquid plumber. Okay, bye. Man, that got intense. She does not like me. So, like I said, I have 3 numbers for this one apartment complex, and I still haven't called one of them. And at this point, I have the girl's name, and the apartment number, and the owner's name. I wonder what information this next person's going to give me. Also, I'm making these calls from the prank line, so these people could call me back later. That could be fun. Oh, and I forgot to complain about the maintenance guy.
Company.
Hey, I'm a tenant here at Village.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been pouring a bunch of twigs and leaves down the drain in the kitchen sink.
Did you call earlier?
Oh, yeah, you gave me this number to call.
No.
Uh-huh, you gave me 3 numbers, and this is one of them.
No, this wasn't one of them.
Uh-huh.
I can give you the numbers again.
Oh, no, it's okay, I already talked to Pam. She hates me now, and I also talked to the maintenance guy. He hates me, too.
Okay.
Because of what I did.
We don't handle the maintenance there.
Oh.
We just interview the tenants and...
I see. Okay.
After that, takes care of it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to go back to pouring liquid plumber down my drain.
Okay.
All right. Have a nice day.
Thank you. You too.
Goodbye.
Bye.
She did give me that number. She gave me 3 numbers, and the middle one was her. Lady's full of crap. Let me call the maintenance guy one more time.
Hello?
Hey, Pamela wanted me to tell you that your services are no longer required, and you're fired. You can just go home.
You say you knew Scott very well.
So Scott? Yeah, also, but no, this is Pam that told me this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking to Scott on the phone. He don't have any idea who you are.
I'm Holly's boyfriend. I'm Holly's boyfriend. But anyway, let Scott know that you've been fired by Pam. And that you have to evacuate the premises.
Okay. I'm fired.
You need to just get the fuck out, okay?
Okay. Yeah. Bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Can you hear that? It's not me.
Yeah.
For sure.
Thanks. You're fired. I asked him if he knew you. And stuff, good friend, he goes, yeah. And I said, well, he's on the phone right now. I'm talking to him right now. He won't know
you. He's talking shit about me. Nope, he's gone. We lost him. I think he heard me talking. But okay, not bad for a very first Will It Clog call. Holy crap, I just went back and listened to my audio for that call, and it is super distorted, and I am very sorry about that. That must have been super annoying to listen to, and I guess it kind of sucks that that call went on for so long, because you had to listen to that distorted audio. See, I'm trying to be more like Distorted View these days. Get it? Because audio, yeah, whatever. Anyway, hopefully it sounds better now. I think it does. Let me go back and check. Yeah, this sounds fine now. At least you guys can appreciate how the audio sounds normally now. It doesn't sound like crap all the time. Just for most of the show is all.
Good apartments.
Hey there. I'm a tenant here. And I just have a question.
Okay.
I was just wondering, do you have some sort of, maybe some wire coat hangers for me to stick down the drain, try and unclog my kitchen sink drain?
Well, you wouldn't have hair in your kitchen sink, so that wouldn't do any good.
Oh, no, I do.
Give me your apartment number, and I'll have maintenance come over and put our crystal cleaner down it.
No, I put twigs and leaves down the drain purposely, like twigs and leaves and some other miscellaneous items. I run a YouTube channel where I just try and clog the drain, and then I unclog it with Liquid Plumber. It's called Will It Clog. YouTube.com/WillItClog, you know?
Are you joking?
No.
You're not joking.
No, I do this all the time here in the kitchen and in the bathroom also. And usually it's fine because I have like just an unlimited supply of Liquid Plumber. But this time.
What apartment are you in?
Oh, my apartment number?
Uh-huh.
I'm in 27.
You know what? I think you have the wrong number.
Why?
Wait, what state are you in?
Well, I'm in Indiana. I'm just calling from my original phone number. I moved here from wherever that is. Massachusetts.
Okay, I run the Liquid Apartments. So, are you in Liquid Apartments?
Yeah, Drive.
And you're in 27.
Yeah, why is that so surprising?
Because I know there's a young lady that lives in 27.
Yeah, I'm her boyfriend.
Okay, what? Tell me what her name is.
You don't know her name? Like, you should know the names of your tenants.
Well, I do know, but I just find this really funny what you're saying.
No, it's for a YouTube channel. I clog up the drain all the time, like all the time. And I took the trap apart, so it's not clogged up in the trap. I think it's clogged up underneath. So I think it's probably, your problem.
Okay. But I need to know, because you're not on her lease.
Oh, no, so I am. She made me her own personal lease because she's my girlfriend. You know, I just pay her half the rent.
Okay, so you tell me what her name is.
Well, I feel like you should know her name. Like, if you run the place, it should be in the computer.
I know her name. But what I'm telling you is she's never given us the name of somebody that is going to be living in her apartment with her.
I asked her not to because I have a warrant.
Okay, so just tell me her last name.
Well, I was just wondering if you have a coat hanger, because I'm just going to poke it down this drain pipe in the floor and just, you know, maybe see if I can get it to go down, the rest of it to go down.
Well, I don't want you to do that. Our policy is that we clean the drain.
Yeah, but, you know, normally, but I run a YouTube channel. And I have like 100,000 subscribers, and I do this all the time.
Okay.
Like, I've been just pouring Liquid Plumber down this pipe with a funnel.
Okay, like we don't want that. We don't want you to use any chemicals in our drains or anything. We want to be able to do that.
Yeah, but so this is the best chemical you could use.
Why would you not give me her last name?
Oh, you didn't ask for her last
name. I know what her last name is.
Oh, what is
it? But I want to verify it.
Well, maybe I should verify it with you. How do I know I'm talking to the apartment building?
You called me. You called me.
Well, I don't know that. I don't know that. I'm high. So
okay, I'm going to end the conversation then, because this is just getting too weird. So if you can't tell me what her name is.
Weird for you.
And
think how weird it is for me. I'm high.
Goodbye.
Bye. That one didn't go as well, but at least the sound quality was good, right? Oh, wait, maybe not. I just went back and listened. There's still a little bit of distortion in there. It's not as bad as the first time, though. I think it sounds better now. Today's show is just going to be me trying to improve my audio as the show goes on. By the time the show's over, my audio should be fine.
Thank you for calling. Departments, this is Wendy. How may I help you?
Hey, Wendy. I'm a tenant here, and I just have a question.
Sure.
I've been not flushing. I've been putting a lot of stuff down the drain, like hair and twigs and stuff. And what?
Okay.
Like on purpose? I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sorry. I wanted to be sure that I heard you correctly. So hair and twigs, you said.
Yeah, lots of hair. Like I actually bought wigs and started shoving hair down the drain. And then I was trying to see if I could, make the liquid plumber dissolve it.
Okay.
And usually it works. Because, I do a YouTube channel called Will It Clog? And okay. I put the most ridiculous stuff down the drain that I can think of. And then I try to, make the drain, the clog go away by pouring liquid plumber down the drain.
Okay.
But I think I may have finally met my match.
Okay.
Because, man, it's really clogged. I took the whole sink apart. Like, I took all the pipes out from underneath the sink.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to make sure it wasn't in the pipes. No, it's like underneath the floor. I've been pouring liquid plumber underneath the floor.
Okay.
Okay. Down the pipe in the floor.
Okay, what was your apartment number?
Oh, that? You need that already? I mean, I was just wondering if you had any advice.
Well, I mean, my first advice would be to not purposely put foreign objects down a drain that shouldn't go down a drain.
Well, it's not foreign objects. Cause, like, I got a haircut, and I just, I asked them if I could take the hair home with me, and they let me take my hair and a bunch of hair of other people, and I just put that down the drain. So it's not, like, foreign, really. It's just hair, mostly.
Well, twigs and that sort of thing would not be something that should, go down the drain. I mean, it's basically meant for, if there's a clog, then generally, speaking, it's due to hair.
Yeah.
When you start getting other objects that are the resulting from that, generally speaking, if it ends up being a pretty extensive service call where the guys are not able to unclog it with the snake, because the snake will only reach so far.
Yeah.
Then we end up having to call, to come out and actually do. And that's a pretty expensive service call. When comes out, if they are able to retrieve anything from the drain that would indicate the reason for the clog, then that is something that could potentially result in a charge back to you. So I would definitely encourage you probably not to continue doing any foreign objects other than, hair.
Yeah. Well, I tried to snake it myself. I just taped a bunch of pencils together, and I was shoving those down the drain to, poke at all the stuff that's clogged up down there.
Mm-hmm.
But then the pencils, they came unattached, so now they're down there.
Mm.
But I've been pouring liquid plumber down the pipe, with the funnel down the pipe in the floor. And I think those should dissolve through the pencil. Maybe not the pencil lead.
I doubt it will. Liquid plumber is, in our experience, is just basically to kind of loosen the articles that's around. Mm-hmm. That line, it doesn't, if anything is affixed or blocking, it's not going to kind of,
Probably if I put like a cherry bomb down the drain or ladybug, firecracker, that would break apart the pencil lead or whatever else is down there clogging it up. That'll loosen it up.
I mean, I'm not a maintenance supervisor. So if you're calling to ask questions, related to the servicing of something like this, then I would probably, want to get our maintenance supervisor involved to be sure that whatever attempts that you're doing at initiating a repair isn't going to be something that's going to be more detrimental, you know.
Are you saying no to the explosives idea? You think?
Yeah, no. I mean, that doesn't even seem reasonable. Who am I speaking with?
I think the pipes would survive because they're like, you know, a cherry bomb's not going to break pipes.
Hang on just one second, please. Okay, are you still there?
Yep.
Okay. All right, so do you mind me asking who I'm speaking with?
Sure, my name is Roy.
Roy, okay. And what's your apartment number?
It's 918K.
Okay. I mean, if you are in a situation where basically you're kind of at a dead end with what to do, mm-hmm. I would probably recommend at this point we actually go ahead and initiate a work order so maintenance can kind of come and assess what it is that's going on, you know, what if they're able to do a snake and get that, you know, cleaned out.
I was thinking it might take a while, but I think I'm going to hook a pipe directly. Like I have a 55-gallon barrel of liquid plumber here in the kitchen. And I'm just going to hook a pipe up directly from that barrel and hook it directly into the drain pipe in the floor and just leave that running all day until the whole barrel is gone and just see, you know, because like that amount of liquid plumber, that'd have to eat through it, right?
I mean, like I said, you're asking the wrong person. I'm a property manager. I oversee day-to-day operations of the property. I don't specialize in maintenance. I have a maintenance supervisor for that.
Okay.
My second concern is that, Roy, I don't show that you're a resident of 918K.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't be on the lease.
Yeah, okay. Well, you just said you were a resident, so...
Yeah, but I wouldn't be in the computer. I just pay my rent to the... what's-his-face here? But, like, Liquid Plumber, they send me their product by the barrel... like a big, large barrel that's like, you know, up to my waist. So I've got like a lot of liquid plumber here in the kitchen. So I'm just gonna dump the entire barrel down the drain.
Okay, so you said you are a resident, correct? Who else lives in this unit with you?
Well, several people. I stay on the couch. Well, the futon. Chad stays on the couch. I stay on the futon across, you know, on the other side of the living room.
Okay. And who else?
I don't know. I don't know everyone's names. I'm not even friends with everyone here. But it doesn't matter. Like, I think I'm just going to try.
Well, no, it does matter because you are not a legal occupant of that apartment. So legally, you have no rights to be in that apartment.
Okay.
First off, and two, we're kind of, some of the content of this conversation is a little bit disturbing. So I'm going to reach out to the current residents that actually live there.
Which content? Like the barrel part or the explosives?
All of it. It's very, you don't live here and then you're in our apartment doing God only knows what.
Well, it's for my YouTube channel.
Repairs, and then you're doing some YouTube channel conducting a business. So I have your phone number. I will reach back out to you. I'm going to reach out to the residents so we can have a candid conversation. Mm-hmm. And then I will be back in touch with you. Okay.
Okay. Well, I have 100,000 subscribers on my YouTube.
Okay.
So
thank you so much.
I get money for
have
this. That's how I pay my rent. Apparently she's not impressed with my YouTube numbers.
Hi, can I help you?
Is this the apartment? I'm a tenant here.
Yes, it's Penny. May I help you?
Oh, hey, Penny. I was just wondering, because I've been putting a lot of hair and twigs and stuff down the drain in the kitchen sink. And just, you know, liquid Draino-ing it just to see if I can make it dissolve and go down.
Which apartment?
Number 6.
At?
What?
Which building? Building?
Well, it's the one with Marcello, you know, the 1001.
Right. Which building are you in?
What are the choices? Is it like A?
Who is the tenant there?
Marcello.
First name?
Ryan or Adam or Marcello.
Francis. Are you just visiting, right? Are you just visiting?
Oh, no, I live there. I stay on the couch.
Okay.
But anyway, I've been dumping paint down the sink. Like buckets.
That's probably not a good thing.
No, it's fine because I put liquid plumber in after I put the paint in.
Okay. Are you on the lease?
No. I just pay my rent to Ryan, and I pay him cash.
To Ryan?
Yeah.
In which building do you live in?
1001.
Okay.
Apartment 6.
Okay. All righty. Is Ryan home?
No. But okay. So I run a YouTube channel, though, called Will It Clog? And I just try to clog up the sink, and then I unclog the sink. You know, it's a YouTube thing. But it seems to be, like, really clogged this time.
Okay, so don't do that anymore. Don't put liquid plumber down it, and don't put paint. What kind of paint?
The toxic, oily, what's it called? You know, not water-based, oil-based paint. But right. Mostly lately, I've just been flushing drywall.
What are you using? Where are you using that at?
The paint? Oh, I just use it to put down the sink. I'm not painting anything.
Yeah, don't do that.
Well, I did paint the floor. But mostly lately, I've been flushing a lot. I mean, not flushing. I'm sorry. I've been putting a lot of drywall down the sink drain.
Why? What? Drywall?
Yeah, just like chopping up drywall into little bits, you know, like crushing it up.
Why? Why are you putting it down the sink?
It's for my YouTube channel. It's called Will It Clog? And I try to clog up the drain, and then I pour a bunch of liquid plumber.
So if we have to call a plumber, you're going to pay for it, right?
Oh, no. But, no, I won't. But
Ryan will, then.
Well, no, I don't know. But it's not him. But no,
you.
Yeah, but
you're not even living there. You're not even on the lease.
Yeah, I'm on the couch.
But Ryan know what's going on?
Yeah, he likes my YouTube channel. He encourages it. But no, it's fine because I have like a lot of subscribers on YouTube. That's how I pay my rent.
Yeah, but that's how we gotta go fix it now.
No, you don't have to fix it. I was just wondering if you had any advice, because I think I'm gonna take apart the trap under the sink.
I'm gonna remove all the
pipes.
No,
I've already.
You cannot do that kind of stuff.
I already took the copper pipes out. There was nothing in those. But no, I got a sponsor.
I hope you didn't clog up the whole building.
No, I don't think so. I mean, only my downstairs neighbor said that it was, hers was clogged up too.
So downstairs is clogged up too?
Yeah, but I don't think that has anything to do with me. I think she's just probably not using her garbage disposal or something properly.
We don't have a garbage disposal.
Oh, see, there's the problem. It's not my fault. But, no, I'm just going to keep pouring liquid plumber. I have a lot of liquid plumber.
No, do not. Are you really real? Do not pour liquid plumber down there.
Well, no, that's how you get the stuff to break apart.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, no, it does. That's what it does. It's.
I'm calling Ryan.
No,
I'm calling
no,
Ryan
listen,
to
I,
see
I,
what's going on.
I know what I'm talking about. I have a YouTube channel.
I don't care. I don't really care.
Well, no, my YouTube channel is about liquid plumber. It's called Will It Clog?
I don't care.
But
I'm calling Ryan to see what's going on.
Can you call him on three-way right now? Can you put him on three-way? Oh, she's gone. Oh, look at this. I got a message. I was gone for a little while, and I got a message while I was gone. Oh, damn it. It's not a message. It's a missed call from one of the apartments. I don't know which one it is, though. I don't think it was that first one. Oh, wait. No, there is a message. Let's... What did he say? It's only 2 seconds long. He sounds like what? What's he saying about me?
Park, this is Lindsay. How can I help you?
Hey, Lindsay. I'm a tenant here.
Hi.
Hi. I just have a question.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
So I put grass down on my floor, like actual grass, you know? You know, from outside, I've covered all of the floors in the living room and the hallway with grass. And it's caused
Can you repeat yourself? Did you say there's grass growing in your living room?
Yeah, no, I put it down. I put down sod and, you know, plastic underneath. It's not going to mess anything up. It's fine. But the problem is that it's kind of started like a miniature ecosystem inside the apartment. And we're starting to get clouds. like actual clouds, like mostly in the living room area and some in the hallway.
Okay. Can I get your unit number and name, please?
Yeah, well, my name's Roy. I live at 1831, number one.
A, B, or C?
C.
Okay, so 1831 C, and then, so you put grass down in your living room.
Yeah, instead of carpet or floors or anything, like, the entire floor is nothing but grass. And it's been fine up until just recently, because we've got trees and stuff, too. And it's just started kind of like its own little ecosystem. So there's like an atmosphere in here now. There's clouds. And it's evaporating. Like, you know, the water is because we have to water the grass all the time. And the water evaporates and then it creates clouds. And it's like a little habitat in here. Okay. We didn't mean for that to happen. I just wanted grass on my floor. So it'd be like being outside. Kind of like in that Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy book, where his outside is on his inside.
No, I understand. I'm just, I haven't had this happen before, so
yeah.
I don't know exactly how to go about this. I can have, like, what do you want us to do, I guess? Because obviously you don't want us to probably get rid of the grass.
No, the grass is cool, but, like, how would I get rid of clouds in the living room? Like, do you have a wet dry vac? Could I just suck them up, or?
You know, I'm not sure. Is it okay if I put a maintenance order in to see what they might suggest?
Yeah, that'd be great. If you could write it down, tell them there's clouds and sometimes it rains.
Okay. And this is at 1831 unit C, right?
Yeah. Unit C. And I mean, there's like thunderstorms. Like actual thunderstorms happening in the living room. Can you write that on the maintenance order?
No, I am. I'm sorry. I'm trying to find.
Is there something like in your guidebook or whatever that helps deal with how to get rid of clouds from inside of a residence?
No, it doesn't. Roy, can I just send your number too?
Yeah. It's 6969.
And so are you there right now
at
the unit?
Yeah, I'm here right now. I'm in the bedroom right now because it's raining in the living room. But we keep the bedroom door shut so we don't start getting clouds in the bedroom.
Okay.
Is there someone there? Like, is there like an owner or someone that's more emotionally invested?
Yeah, I think I might want to transfer you over because, like I said, I haven't had this happen before. So hold on one second.
Okay, are you going to explain the cloud thing to him beforehand?
I will.
Okay, that'd be great. Thank you.
Yeah, hold on one second.
Thanks.
Okay, I am going to transfer you over to our manager. Her name's Jean. I have enlightened her on what the situation is, okay?
Okay, is she angry?
We're just a little confused,
okay.
Is all.
All right.
And you did say 1831, right?
Yep, Unit C.
Unit C, okay. All right, yeah, let me transfer you over. Hold on one second.
Okay.
This is Jean. How can I help you?
Hey, Jean. Yeah, I just was hoping you guys might have a wet dry vac or however I would get rid of clouds.
Okay, what unit are you in?
C.
At which location? Sorry, we have which building number?
1831.
I don't have any tenants in 1831.
Oh, is it?
Are you sure you're on the right office?
Yeah, well, is it 1829 then? I guess it's 1829. I'm sorry. I'm dyslexic. I got the 3 and the 9 reversed.
That's okay. Let me pull it up here. Hold on one second.
Okay. But it doesn't matter which one I'm in. I don't need maintenance or anything. I was just hoping you might have advice on how to deal with clouds.
Nope. They usually stay in the sky.
Not in here.
Okay, well, what exactly is going on?
Well, we planted grass on the floor, like on all of the living room, and all of the hallway, and all of the kitchen. It's nothing but grass growing.
Okay, if you want, I'm happy to get one of our maintenance guys over there to help you and take a look at that.
Well,
I just need to figure out what actual unit you're in.
Unit C. And so it's kind of created a little ecosystem habitat type thing inside the apartment. And, you know, now we're getting clouds and thunderstorms and everything inside here.
Okay. And what was your name?
It's Roy.
What's your last name, Roy?
Zurbel.
Okay, unfortunately, I don't have any tenants by that name. Are you sure you're calling the right property?
Well, I wouldn't be in the computer. I just stay on the couch.
Well, right, but what I'm saying is I don't have anyone in the units that you gave me.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe I got them wrong. I get all my mail at a P.O. box. But you don't have to put that in there anyway. I'm just hoping you, like, do you have a wet dry vac I could come and borrow?
You know, if you want to, I can check with our maintenance guys. If you want to come stop by the office, I can definitely check and have one of them meet you over here.
Yeah, would that be the best way to get rid of the clouds?
I have no idea, but it's definitely worth a shot.
Yeah, I mean, what else could I try?
I honestly have no idea.
Like,
wet dry vac definitely sounds like a good place to start.
Yeah, like all I can think of is like maybe waving a towel around and trying to like capture them, maybe.
Possibly, yeah, but you're welcome to come to the office and I can see if one of our maintenance guys can get a shop back or something for you.
Okay, that'd be great. I'll be down there eventually, someday.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, bye.
All right, thanks.
All right, that was completely stupid, and that is Riley's fault. Riley Mix, he sent me an idea on Facebook. He said he wanted me to say that I've been watering the grass for so long that it's been evaporating and has led to cool little clouds forming up near the ceiling, which I'm pretty sure would actually happen if you put grass in your apartment, but I don't think anyone's ever done that, so we just don't know about it. But they didn't care. They didn't even care that I was putting grass down on my floor. I think I'm done with this will it clock. Uh-oh, incoming call. Hello? Hello? Well, this is creepy. You're not saying anything. Hello? What are you doing, Point Apartments? Hi, I hear you. Well, that was weird. Why did they do that? They just called me up and didn't say anything. I don't know if that's the one I just called. Yes, it is. I'm looking, and it says it is. Here, let me call them back.
Your call has been forwarded to an...
And it's just going straight to voicemail. What the hell? Why are they prank calling me? I guess they just wanted to see if it was a real number.
Park Apartments, this is Ashley. How may I help you?
Hi, Ashley. I'm a tenant here, and I have a question.
Yeah, what's up?
Well, I planted grass on my floor. Like, outdoor grass.
I'm sorry, what was that? Can you repeat that for me?
Yeah, I planted outdoor grass on all of my floors in the living room and kitchen.
Okay.
And, you know, it's like actual living grass. We have to water it and everything.
Okay.
And we did this months ago. And over the past couple weeks, we've started to have clouds form in the living room.
Okay.
So would you know what to do about that?
What apartment number are you in?
103.
103. Let me put you on a quick hold, okay?
Okay. Hello?
Hey, Roy. This is Lindsay at Park. You had just called this number and had complained about a maintenance issue happening in your living room.
Yes, that was me.
Okay, I need, because we're having a hard time figuring out what unit it is, I need you to go outside and tell me what unit you're in.
Well, was this about the ecosystem, or was this about the liquid plumber?
Both. It was about both, actually.
What? Really?
Yes.
Nuh-uh. No, which problem was it?
The first problem you had called about the ecosystem.
Oh, okay. But I only called once.
Yes, that was us.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry.
I was the lady you had talked to, and I had transferred you over to my manager because, like I said, we haven't really dealt with this before. But one of our maintenance guys is up here right now, and I just want to send him over to the unit. But you kept on telling, you told me 1831C, and then you told my manager 1829C. So I need to know what unit you're really in so we can address this issue.
Well, I don't think I really need maintenance. It's fine. I'm just going to try the regular vacuum cleaner because we have one of those vacuums where we can detach the hose. And it's not a wet dry vac, but I think it could do the job.
So my manager really we need to check this out, because if it is causing any damage to the unit, we don't want that to happen to the unit or the unit below you.
Oh, there's no damage. It's just rain. It's just clouds.
That is water, and that could definitely lead to some water damage.
Well, no, the water just goes straight onto the grass and just rewaters it. Basically, this entire unit is self-sustaining now.
Okay, can you provide me the unit number, please?
Was it C?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I don't know. I'm a little high right now.
Okay, you can't tell me which unit it is at all?
Oh, who's calling? Who's that?
This is the office, so this is another line that I had to call. And
right, yeah, that didn't answer my question. I asked, who is it? Who's calling? I might know him.
You called me because you had an issue with your unit.
I know that, but I think it's fine. I'm just going to use the regular vacuum, and I'm going to try the thing with the towel.
Okay, well, I still need the unit number so we can check it out.
Okay, well, I'm positive it's C.
Right, but what unit? Is it 1831? Is it 1829? Is it, what building is it?
It's one of those. This isn't a joke. I'm actually dyslexic. So
no, I'm not making this a joke. I'm really trying to help you out here.
Okay, now I don't need any help. I think I'm going to try the thing with the towel, because that seems like an easy fix. I could just soak it up, like maybe sponges.
Okay, well, I don't want you getting billed for any charges once we figure out what's going on. So if you could just tell us what's going on and tell us what the unit number is, we can go over and try to fix it.
Well, no, there's no damage and there's nothing to fix. It's just this weird little, you know, rain clouds.
There, you've got grass in your living room. I mean, that is something that we need to fix.
No, we want the grass there. You can't take our grass away.
Well, if it's causing an issue where it's raining in there, that's not good.
It's just light rain. It's not like thunderstorms. Well, I mean, there's thunder and there's lightning, but it's still light rain. It's like sprinkling, basically. So we just put...
I really need the unit number you're in, and I really need to know what building you're in, because if you don't, I'm going to have to call the police and figure out what's going on. And I don't want to do that. Well, I want to try to help you.
Well, they wouldn't know. How would they know? Because the police aren't even allowed in my apartment. I'm a sovereign citizen.
Well, it's our apartment. Yes, it's our apartment, and yes, they are allowed in there, but I'm just trying to help you figure out what's going on with the ecosystem in your unit.
I'm just going to use sponges or towels, and if there's still a problem after, I will, I'll call you back. I think I'm going to get a dehumidifier, or like, you know, several of them.
That's fine. We're going to have the police come out and check out the unit.
No, you're not, because you don't even know where I live.
Okay, we'll figure it out. Don't worry.
I doubt you will.
Okay.
Especially since I'm just a prank caller. I don't even live there.
We figured.
Yeah, right.
You have a great day, sir.
Okay, you too. Okay, so it was those two girls. The ones that didn't care about the grass at first, but after I hung up, I guess it started sinking in that, holy crap, he's got grass growing on his floor.
The apartment.
Hello, I'm a tenant here, and I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I just, like, you know, I've got grass on all my floors. I planted outdoor grass on the floors in here.
Okay, and where do you live, sir?
On Shady Creek Court.
Okay, and you got grass?
Yeah, I put down sod, and, like, all of the entire surface of the kitchen and the living room floors and the hallway are all grass. Like, living grass. We have to cut it and water it and everything. But that's fine. That's what we want. That's not what I'm calling about.
Okay.
So the water that we water it with, it started to evaporate. Now we're developing clouds, mostly in the living room and kitchen areas.
Okay, I'm a little confused.
Okay.
You are growing grass inside the apartment building?
Correct, yeah, on the surface of every floor except for the bedrooms and bathroom.
You're growing grass?
Yeah, it feels nice on the feet. It's like being outdoors, but when we're not outdoors. And we've got sun lamps everywhere, so it gets plenty of sunlight. But now it's starting to rain.
What did you do with the carpet?
Oh, the carpet's still there. We put plastic over it.
Okay. I don't really think that's allowed, sir. Which apartment are you in?
I don't think there's a rule against it because we checked.
Okay.
But, you know.
And so what are you asking me?
Well, I didn't know if you might have any advice about the cloud situation because we were thinking maybe we need a wet dry vac to just kind of suck the clouds out of the atmosphere.
Okay. Because this is something that is way beyond me. Is this a joke?
No. No, I wouldn't joke. I'm a Christian.
So you live at Court.
Correct.
And you have grass in your living room and your hall.
Yeah, yeah. I did this at my last apartment, too. It was fine. Like, after we moved out, we just pulled it all up and vacuumed the carpets, mm-hmm. and it was fine. Actually, the carpets were really nice. Because, you know, we had the plastic
over. Well, so I'm still not sure what you want me to do.
I didn't know if you had any advice on, like, should I wait? Like, how would I get rid of clouds in the living room? Like, there's actual clouds developing. And that doesn't seem like that's
okay,
good.
I would get a dehumidifier.
Do you have any of those?
Nope. Nope, they sell them at Menards. But dehumidifier will take all moisture out of the air.
I think I'd need a bunch of them because there's so much grass and water in my apartment. Because before it was just like water droplets all over the ceiling, but now they've started to come down and just kind of form clouds.
Yeah, I'm really sure that that's probably not allowed.
Not allowed to have clouds?
And I think this is a joke. I think this is a joke.
No, I wouldn't kid.
So
I'm not kidding. Why would I?
Which apartment do you live in? What? Tell me which apartment you live in so I can come look.
I don't want you to come look. I'm not inviting you over. I just thought maybe I could come there and borrow a wet dry vac.
Nope, we don't have a wet dry vac.
Okay, I'll use the regular vacuum cleaner, but if it damages it, it's basically your fault.
No, it's not. I'm so sorry about that.
Well, you should be. If it's not your fault, why are you sorry?
Because I'm just sorry that you feel that way.
Oh.
It's not my fault.
Oh, it's a backhanded sorry.
You're growing grass in your living room. I really have to go now, okay?
Well, can you put someone else on that's not, you know, not doesn't have the attitude?
There is no one else, sir.
Oh.
Yeah, I could probably put the owner on.
Okay.
Do you want to tell the owner about it?
Yeah, yeah, as long as they don't have, like, an attitude like you do.
Oh, well, he's probably going to want to know where you live so he can evict you.
I'm not going to get evicted. I have a lease.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't know how things work.
Okay.
Things
work. One moment, please, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so he's not available right now.
I heard him talking. I heard him.
I could take your... You heard who talking? That's another tenant in my office. That's not my boss.
All right. Well, yeah, there you go with the attitude again.
If you have a name and number, I can have him call you back.
Well, just look on your caller ID. What's he doing that he's so busy?
It says unknown on my caller ID, sir.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. You should fix your caller ID. It doesn't say unknown for anyone else because I've gotten people calling me back today. Like, I had someone call me back during this call, actually. I couldn't pick it up because I was talking to you. So, you need to fix your caller ID.
Okay, I'll work on that, okay?
Yeah, do your job.
Okay. Thank you. Do you want to give me your name and number?
No, not really.
Okay, well then I can't. How am I going to have him call you then?
I don't.
If you have a problem with me.
Well, I just wanted to talk to him, but you're pretending he's busy. He asks you to, like, you know, hey, just...
He's not in my office. Are you familiar with Court?
Well, you said you were going to go get him, and then all of...
He's not here. I'm not going to get him, sir. I tried to call him, and he's unavailable.
Yeah, right. Whatever. Anyway, well, do you have his number? I could just call him directly. I'll be...
I'm not allowed to give his number out.
No, it's fine. I'm a tenant.
I know, but I'm not allowed to give his number out. You come through me, and then I'll give his number to
your number to him, and he'll call you.
Oh, you just like to be in control of the situation. I see how you are.
Oh, you know, I really do have to go, sir. You have a nice day.
No, I won't. You have a nice day. That was another apartment complex calling me back during that call. Like a different one that time. I don't know which one it was. But this is making me realize how stupid it is for me not to call people with a callback number so they can call me back and yell at me some more or be creepy and just sit there, not say anything. I should be doing that for all of my business calls. Because businesses pick up, no matter what your caller ID is. And my caller ID does show up. She's full of crap. It shows up.
Apartments, this is Janet.
Hey, Janet. I have a question. I'm a tenant here.
Okay.
Or not a question. I just needed to let you know about a small issue I was having.
Okay.
I've been clogging up my kitchen sink on purpose.
Why?
Well, it's for a YouTube channel thing. I always unclog it at the end. I make a series of videos called Will It Clog for my YouTube. Anyway, it really got clogged up yesterday, and I've been trying to unclog it ever since. And so I got a wet dry vac today, and I hooked it up into the drain, and I've been sucking everything out,
mm-hmm.
like a high-powered wet dry vac.
Okay.
And my neighbor downstairs said it's actually sucking the water out of her toilet. Like it's...
Oh, my God. What's your address?
I'm in, 20, or I'm, well, wait, would it be 20? Man, I don't know.
What's your last name?
Well, I wouldn't be on the lease. I just sleep on the couch, but I'm in number 17.
That doesn't tell me anything. What's the name of the person that lives there? You know, you can't, how long have you been there?
You know, just, not even 6 months.
Okay, but, you can't be there unless you're on a leave.
Okay, well, let's just say I'm visiting. It's not a big deal. But no, I've been...
Yeah, it is. If it's 6 months, that's the big deal.
It's not even been 6 months. I'm looking...
Yeah, but you can't...
Yeah.
You don't understand.
Yeah.
You can't be there that long.
Okay, well, anyway, that's not even the point. I just want to let you know, like, if other tenants are complaining that I'm sucking the water out of their units, out of their drains... Then,
maybe you shouldn't be doing that. That might damage something.
No, it's not damaging. It's just, I'm just clearing out the pipes for free. I'm not even going to charge. But I'm just trying to get all the stuff. You know, I've been clogging up the pipes repeatedly for nearly 6 months now for my YouTube channel.
There is no lane on the lease. I don't have a lane
here. Well, that's what it said on the Craigslist ad.
I'm confused.
Well,
sorry.
I rent from her. I just pay my rent to her in cash using my YouTube profits.
But you're in apartment 17, but you don't know which building?
Yeah, I don't know. I get my mail at a P.O. box. It's the first one on the right when you come in. Or the second one on the right. But anyway, I'm going to be pouring a bunch of liquid plumber down the drain.
You're not supposed to pour that. That's not good.
Oh, no. It's made for drains.
I'm going to let you talk to the manager. Hold on.
Thank you for holding. This is Katie.
Hey, Katie. I was just letting her know that I've been sucking up all of the stuff out of the drain with the high-powered industrial strength wet dry vac. So I know the lady downstairs said that it sucked all of the water out of her toilet. So if any other tenants complain, that's what it is. That's what's going on. I just didn't want anyone to worry.
Okay. So, where do you live at?
Here at the apartments. I'm in the second building on the right. I don't know which building number. It doesn't matter, because I don't need any help. I don't need maintenance.
I'm just saying that way we know what building it is if somebody calls.
Well, you'll know if they call. You just be like, what building are you? You know?
Okay.
But I've been purposely clogging up the drain and the sink for months now for my YouTube channel. And then I just pour liquid plumber down it to clear it out, because it's sponsored by Liquid Plumber, the YouTube series I do.
Okay. Well, going forward, let's not do that, because should we, like, maintenance actually need to come over there,
mm-hmm.
and there's liquid plumber, and, I mean, you're renting it. It's not your own place.
I know, but I'm clearing out the pipes for free. And I poured so much. Like, I have two 55-gallon drums of Liquid Plumber here in the kitchen because I'm sponsored by Liquid Plumber on my YouTube channel. So I've poured just an insane amount of Liquid Plumber down the drains.
Okay, well, you can't do that anymore.
No, it's free. You know, it doesn't cost you.
It doesn't matter because if maintenance would have to go over there and work on pipes, mm-hmm. if there's chemicals in the pipes that they don't know about,
well, now
it can cause injury to them.
No, it won't. It's Liquid Plumber. I spill it on myself all the time and I breathe it in. It just burns a little. Just burns my eyes and throat.
But we're telling you that you can't do that anymore.
Have they ever opened up the pipes and found a bunch of balls of aluminum foil? Because that was me.
Okay. Here's the deal. You are a renter, so you can't purposely clog up drains and pour Liquid Plumber down it. Like, that's just not how things work. So we're just asking you to please stop.
Well, I mean, it's for my YouTube channel. I've got 100,000...
It doesn't matter to us what it's for. I mean, that's great that you have a YouTube channel and have followers, but you can't do that. You don't own what you're doing this to.
Yeah, but it's cool.
I'm telling you, you cannot do that
anymore.
Well,
now I have this industrial strength wet dry vac, and I'm completely clearing out the pipes. Like, you're not going to have clogs for years at this point. Because I've sucked up everything. Like, there's stuff that's come up out into my vacuum chamber thing that I didn't even put down the drain. It's like coming from other units. I'm unclogging everyone's drains.
Okay.
And I'm going to put it all back down into the drain for my YouTube channel. But this time it'll be right there and I'll be able to look.
No, you're not going to do that.
No, I have to. It's for my YouTube channel.
But no, when you purchase your own house, you can do whatever you want to your drain.
I'll probably never. I'll never be an owner. I prefer renting.
Okay, that's fine. But if you rent, you have to follow the guidelines of the rental property that you rent from. And we're telling you, you cannot do this anymore.
Okay. Well, I'm just so you know, I'm going to be direct. I'm going to be hooking up a direct line into my drain here in a minute from one of the 55-gallon barrels of Liquid Plumber in my kitchen, because I have a lot of it here. Like, they send it to me for free because I'm sponsored by Liquid Plumber.
Okay, you're not going to do that.
No, it's going to fill up the pipes and all of the building with Liquid Plumber, and it's going to clean things completely out.
No, you're
but
not going to do that.
People's toilets might fill up with Liquid Plumber when I do this.
Listen to me. You're not going to do that. Liquid Plumber is a poison, and you cannot introduce that to other people's homes.
Well, no, it's just in their toilets, and that's where it's supposed to go.
You cannot introduce it to other people's homes. I'm telling you, you cannot do this.
But that's where it's supposed to go. It's supposed to go in the pipes.
It is not your property to make those decisions.
It says right on the bottle that you're...
It is not your property to make the decision. Should somebody be in contact with that is not aware that it's there, it gets in their eyes or something, they can be injured. You cannot put that down the drain.
They can't be injured. It gets in my eyes all the time. I've splashed it in my eyes before, like as a YouTube funny thing to do. And it hurt, but that was fine. My vision's exactly the same.
That's good for you, but I'm telling you that if you read the bottle, it says it's a poison. You cannot do this, and I'm telling you, you cannot put it down the drain.
I drank it once for like a YouTube challenge.
Is this seriously a joke right now? Like, am I being punked?
No, I wouldn't joke. I'm a Christian. I'm just saying, like, it's not as bad as you think it is.
Okay. Well, all I can say is if something happens, you will be held responsible.
Okay, it'll be fine,
so
honey.
I've told you.
But you just don't understand how plumbing works because you're a woman.
Okay. You need to listen to me when I say this.
Okay, sweetheart.
You don't own the property, and you cannot put the items down the drain that you are.
Okay. All right. But the stuff that I sucked out of the drain, it came from the drain. So basically, I can just put it back how it was, which is in the...
I'm just asking you just to not mess with with the drains.
But
again, okay.
Just the kitchen drain, because I do the bathroom drain too.
Okay. I'm just gonna say this, and then I think I'm gonna go ahead and hang up the phone. You cannot put liquid plumber down the drain. It is a hazard to anybody else in the building and our maintenance
staff. It says right in the bottle to pour it into the drain.
Again, though, you have to abide by the rental rules, and you cannot put that in the drain.
Is there really a rule that says you can't use liquid plumber?
I'm telling you, you can't, because if somebody does not know that it is there and it gets on them, whether you agree with this statement or not, they can get injured. Okay? It's not, it's, if you want to, you know, like if you put it on your skin and stuff, that's up to you, but not everybody. We can't introduce that to other people's apartments and have them not know that it's there.
You know what really hurts?
You may not have a rack.
What really hurts is when you get liquid plumber on your fillings, it actually eats through them and smokes. It makes your teeth smoke.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what I'm not understanding is how is it not a chemical? Then?
No, it is a chemical, but it belongs in the drains.
But I'm telling you, you cannot put it in the drains, because if other people do not know it's there and it gets on them from the drain, it can cause injury.
It's not really going to go into people's drains. That's not how plumbing works. It's not going to go into their toilets. The water just came out of their toilets because I sucked it all up. It was just the suction is all.
Okay. Well, I don't feel that this conversation is going anywhere. I'm going to go ahead and let you go.
Okay.
But I do need you to cease any activities that you're doing in regards to the liquid plumber and such.
Okay, honey.
Okay. Well, you have a good day.
Okay, sweetie. You take it easy, baby, honey, sweetie pie. All right, that's enough of this. Let's do some voicemails. Screw this. Thanks, What's Your Face, for posting this on the Facebook, David Davidson. And thanks, Riley, for the ecosystem idea. I kind of think I should do that one again sometime.
Hello there, Roy. I'm a New Jersey boy, and I sent you something real great.
Hello.
A fishing club list. Don't let it get missed. Check your inbox before it's too late.
Oh, wow. A poem.
Please call these old guys and tell them some lies. You're ripping their roof off today. Their bait is all wrong, their hooks are not strong, or they're turning the frickin' fish gay. Any way that you go, it'll be a great show, and I look forward to hearing someday. So for all your pranks, I give you my thanks, and I'll send some more lists your way.
Wow, that was beautiful. I'm not even going to yell at you for sending me a voicemail to tell me to check my email. I'm not going to do it, I'm going to think it. But your poem makes it all worth it. Thanks, New Jersey boy. That was the best.
Thank you. Alright, man. So, I think I got you, bro. RBCP stands for Roy Brad Carter Plow.
Yep, that's it. You cracked the code.
Yeah.
Good job.
Tracing that. And I'll motherfucking found you, dude.
Okay, bye.
Hey, Brad, this is Effin' Reality. Hey, man, listen.
Hey.
I've been hearing this Carol girl on your show for a while now. I was just wondering, has anyone called Diz on her yet? Because I definitely want to throw my hat in the ring on that. That girl can rap, bro. Anyway, have a good day.
Yeah, she
your
can.
Your show doesn't suck.
Oh, thanks, Effin' Reality. I'll give Carol your regards. If you ever come out to Portland, maybe I'll introduce you to her.
What's up, Roy?
Hey.
Pat Carter, whatever your name is.
Yeah.
I am probably your biggest fan. Peace, man.
Okay. Thanks.
Hey, Brad. It's Brad. See, I was just listening to episode 525, and right around the 53-minute mark, you phoned a landlord who sounded a lot like this guy from Florida who kept getting mistaken for the courthouse. And then you happened to play the grouchy old man call at the beginning of 526. I thought you said you were going to leave that guy alone, but clearly you phoned him in episode 525. Go back and listen. 53 minutes. It is him. Guaranteed. All right.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe I called him by mistake. I'm too lazy to go check right now and listen to it. I just want to finish up these voicemails and be done with this shit show. I don't even think I'm going to play all of these tonight.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
It's Probit.
Hey, Probit.
I am here to tell you that you are dreaming.
Oh, shit.
You need to wake up.
Oh, crap.
I'm going to snap my finger in the count of three.
I'm doing all of this work on this show tonight. And now you're telling me it's just a dream and I have to do all the work again. That's great. That would really suck.
And when I do, you're going to wake up. All right?
Okay.
Here it goes.
Let's...
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
God damn it. He was right. Now I got to do the show. Everything you guys just listened to in this entire show, pranks, voicemails, everything, it was all done twice. I did it once in my sleep and then again when I was awake. Pretty much had the same results. Made the stupid mistake with the audio twice. Such an idiot.
Oh, hey there, Bradley CP. This is Great Big Pete El Hombre calling.
Hey. Wait,
Colin,
what?
Say hello. And ask what you doing.
Oh, you know.
What you doing.
Recording shows. Waking up.
So I was talking to Crimson the other day, and Crimson was, or earlier today, I mean, and Crimson was telling me that that he said sound to Pete. I do too.
Wow.
So I just thought we'd share that, you know, thanks for bringing us guys that sit down to pee together, Brad.
Doesn't everyone?
You're a really good egg for that, so thank you very much.
No problem.
I think that's all I have to say, aside from I love you, honey baby, and hugs and kisses.
Why wouldn't you sit down to pee? That's weird if you don't. You're a fucking freak if you stand up to pee. Who would do that? And what the hell? Are you telling me that Great Big Pete is the same person as El Hombre, the person that's made songs for the show? I'm so confused. That's not true, is it? Quit confusing me. Next thing you know, I'm going to find out that Crimson doesn't sit down to pee because he's a weirdo. Anyway, that was about half of the voicemails. I'm going to save the rest of them for the show that I do hopefully later this week, probably this weekend. Please don't leave any voicemails until after the next show. I don't want to have too many. People keep complaining about that. Today's audio issues can be blamed on Teen Wolf Jesus, David J. Brennan, Jennifer 8 Cacti, and Derek J. Those are the sponsors of today's show. They support us over on patreon.com/phonelosers. You should too. You get extra shows almost every week. And if you don't like Patreon, you can sign up at phonelosers.com/cactus. It's the same thing as Patreon, only shitty. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Which came first, the chicken or the egg, and which is worse? A good idea that fails or a bad one with legs? To be terse, your pardon, I beg. This first verse is the story of a boy named Craig Newmark, whose art did star while parked at a job doing computer security for Charles Schwab. In 94, the bubble was still just a little glob of bubble gum, and no one knew the trouble'd come. Craig was among the elite geek e-community, the few proud who traded data electronically, and to all his friends with which he shared such camaraderie, he would send out a list of events that he wanted to see. And that's how it all got started. His idea hatched, took flight, and departed. Not so much a revolution as an e-solution. Then a friend said, can I use the list to rent my apartment? And another said, I'd like to sell my car on your list, and I'd like to find that girl from the party I kissed. Another tried to find the watch knocked off his wrist, and another found a temp gig as an admin assist.
He's making a list.
What?
He's making a list.
Who?
He's making a list.
Craig?
He's making a list.
Yeah.
He's making a list.
What?
He's making a list.
Who?
He's making a list.
Craig?
He's making a list.
Yeah.
He's...
Well, before you know it, it exploded overnight. What was once a list was now a website. But to his nerd values, Craig did stay true, gave some jobs to his friends, refused all advertising to. And what's so great is that the users really run it, acting like God. Come on, everybody's done it. You're reading the list, you check a suspicious ad, and like a citizen's arrest, you click and give it a flag. Miscategorized ads are sent for review, as well as the spam, which is prohibited too. Craig has faith you will behave with civility, although the list is still rife with illegal activity.
He's making a list.
What?
He's making a list.
Who?
He's making a list.
Craig?
He's making a list.
Yeah.
He's making a list.
What?
He's making a list.
Who?
He's making a list.
Craig?
He's making a list.
Get a job or a haircut, sublet your house, buy a stolen bicycle, cheat on your spouse, hire an intern, post your resume, find a kinky pen pal you can IM all day, sell some concert tickets, click it, buy some used skis, give or get a blowjob, maybe a disease, find a bassist for your band and then post up a show, find a speed or coke dealer searching Tina or Snow, find homes for puppies, have phone sex with yuppies, see pics of erections, or play some misconnection, find your lost journal and find a ride to Burning Man, or find an LTR in a person. Lad. Buy or sell some bootleg DVDs. Find a horny tweaker for some PNP. Log on after 3 when all the users are using and the list is all electronic cruising. Join a study group or a community garden. Find a leather nipple pain pig and beg his pardon. Post in a forum. Find you a rideshare. Activity partners is right above childcare.
I'd like to thank Craig for all of his aid in finding me roommates and a job that well paid. I placed up an ad for 10 days, it stayed, and I'm afraid that Craigslist has even gotten me laid. Women, seeking men, seeking other, seeking friends of Susan, seeking her long-lost brother, seeking work, seeking rooms, seeking a fling, seeking out the goddamn weirdest things. Anything you can think, including dirty deeds, use Craigslist, you're guaranteed to succeed. That's right, and you just might even find it for free. Like Snoop said, never have a want, never have a need.
He's making a list.
What?
He's making a list.
Who?
He's making a list.
Craig?
He's making a list.
Yeah.
He's making a list.
What?
He's making a list.
Who?
He's making a list.
Craig?
He's making a list.
He's making a list.
What?
He's checking it twice.
Who?
He sees you when you're sleeping, cause
Craig?
He's up all night. This
yeah.
is the only song ever
what?
Written about a website called
Who?
Craigslist. You write a
Craig?
Line that rhymes with .org.
Yeah.
He's making a list.
What?
He's checking it twice.
Who?
He sees you when you're sleeping,
Craig?
Cause he's up all night. This
yeah.
is the only song ever
what?
Written about a website called
Who?
Craigslist. You write a
Craig?
Line that rhymes with .org.
Yeah. He's making a list.
What?
Normal people don't pour sand down their sink.